At New Salamis this afternoon, all over in Isthmian Premier League, Billericay Town have hopefully kept their playoff hopes alive. They've won 2-1, coming back from behind to win at Carshalton Athletic this afternoon, with the time at 5 o'clock.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Staying bright and dry, but chilly for the rest of the afternoon. It's going to be dry this evening and tonight as well. Many places developing clear spells, although some patchy cloud will persist. Becoming chilly, especially for inland rural areas, and the minimum temperature overnight is going to be 2 degrees Celsius. Sunday, very little cloud and sunny spells, some isolated showers in parts of the area. Windy in the east coast, but this will gradually ease. Temperature slightly below average, slightly warmer than today, a maximum of 12 degrees Celsius tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
2 more full times in the football. Hornchurch, the league champions in the Isthmian Premier League, they have won 1-0 at Potters Bar Town. Hashtag United have lost, though, in the Isthmian Premier League. They were beaten 2-1 at Lewis this afternoon. I'm going to take a look at all the league tables in a while, but plenty of other sport to catch up on this afternoon. Full-time in rugby's English Premiership, it has finished Saracens 46, Gloucester 24, and Northampton Saints, they retain their place at the top of the table. They have beaten Leicester Tigers by 40 points to 17. And the latest in the cricket, Chelmsford, Essex versus Lancashire. Essex currently on 327 for 6. They're leading Lancashire by 181 runs with 4 wickets remaining. More full times to go through. We're going to hear from Andy Gardner very shortly about Brentwood Town versus Brightling Sea Region. But a load more full times have just flashed up. Premier League all over Kenilworth Road. It has finished Luton Town 1. Brentford 5, Luton pulled one back late on, but well and truly beaten by Thomas Frank's Bees this afternoon. League One, it has finished Bristol Rovers 0, Peterborough United promotion chasers 2. Carlisle already relegated, the bottom club in League One. They lost 3-1 at home to Wigan Wanderers. Also in League One at the Valley, it has finished Charlton 1, Shrewsbury 1, and Portsmouth, the champions, beaten 4-2. Beaten 2-1, I should say, by Wigan Athletic. League 2, a few more full times. Grimsby 2, Swindon 0. Mansfield already promoted 2, Gillingham 1. Forest Green already relegated, but they won 2-1 at Morecambe this afternoon. And Newport 0, Salford 1. Colchester United still in trouble. They have lost 1-0 at Notts County, especially with Sutton United scoring a late equaliser against Crawley Town. They finished 2-2. Braintree Town 2, Eastbourne Borough 3, final score at Cressing Road in the National League South. And Bowes and Pitsey 2, Walthamstow 4 is the full-time score from the Len Salmon Stadium in the Isthmian North. And I can tell you, Lowestoft Town are confirmed as champions of Isthmian North, so Bowers will have to make do with the playoff plays. But we're going to hear all about another match in the Isthmian North this afternoon. Andy Gardner's been over at the Brentwood Centre Arena watching Brentwood Town versus Brightling Sea Region for us. Take it away, Andy.
Hello, John. Yeah, very disappointing game, actually. Brentwood ending the season with a home defeat, losing 2-0 to Brightling Sea Region. Well-deserved win for the visitors. Quite a flat performance from Brentwood, maybe. They've, you know, thinking they've got got into the playoffs, so they'll save a bit of energy for the playoffs. The visitors went in front with a goal from Charlie Collis after 14 minutes, and he almost got a second as well. Brentwood did hit the post in 28 through George Sykes, but that was about it. Second half, pretty much the same again. Brentwood had a couple of chances, but then we had a fantastic goal after 69 minutes to clinch the game. And it was another Collis. It was Teddy. I'll take it it's a brother. A beautiful left foot curler. I was right behind it. You could see it was going to go in. The minute he left his foot, brilliant goal. So that sealed it. Brentwood had a good couple of good chances after that, but Lewis Green made a couple of really good saves in the visitors' goal. So Brentwood's possibly their last ever home match on this grass pitch. As you finish, Brentwood 0 will brightly see Regent 2.
Yeah, they've got a new artificial surface to come. Work's going to start on very soon, I believe. Do you think possibly Brentwood were they fired up for this one with the knowledge that they were already in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they've had two away wins in the last week to seal it, and I don't think they thought they could get much higher. So it does look like they're going to go to Boa. I haven't seen the table. I think it could be Boa's in the playoffs, but we'll see. We've got another round of fixtures to go, but it does look that way, especially with Lowestoft sealing the title today.
Sure. Now, of course, they made the playoffs 2 years ago, came very close, ended up losing to Canvey Island, you'll recall, in the final on penalties. They've had an impressive campaign this year. Do you think they've got what it takes to go the extra mile this time from what you've seen?
Yeah, I think they can. They're certainly set up to go up better, I think, this time around. Berrytown, I think, are going to be quite tough to stop as well. Good side. Ramadan just bangs in the goals, isn't he, every week for fun.
Yes.
Obviously, Bowers are going to be... They were very strong down here 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, but I do think Brentwood are better on the road anyway, away from this pitch. I think it does hold them back, this pitch. Say they've dropped quite a few points lately on this pitch, losing two and drawing one. So away from home, I'd take their chances, yeah.
Well, wait and see. Thank you, Andy. That's Eddie Grant. Give me hope, Joanna. Thanks for round the garden for that report. 11 minutes past five, we have another full-time report for you now. And it's from Brisbane Road, by where Leighton Orient were playing Fleetwood Town in League One. Our reporter down there this afternoon, Jaden Christie, here's his full-time summary.
It's full-time here in E10 and it finishes Leighton Orient 0, Fleetwood Town 1. As mentioned earlier, the win for Fleetwood still isn't enough to keep them in the division as it sees them relegated into League 2. The second half sort of fizzled out into nothingness, really. No real clear-cut chances at either end. And the goal came in the 92nd minute. Token consolation for the Fleetwood fans who've made the long journey south, as their side picked up 3 points, with Xavier Simons had time and space to look up inside the box and wrapped his effort beyond Bryn into the bottom right corner. Disappointing for Orient to end their campaign here at Brisbane Road at home this season in defeat. But all in all, it's been a great season for Orient, who are now guaranteed a top half finish in the table in their first season back into League One, and it's onwards and upwards from here. And it finishes Leighton Orient 0, Fleetwood Town 1.
It has indeed been a very good season for them back in the third tier, and as Jaden pointed out, they are heading for a top half finish. Just want to thank Jaden for all his contributions this season, and other reporters at Brisbane Road, Amelia Hooper and Alex Stripe. It's been a real result for us getting access down at Leighton Orient, and I've been to a few Midweek games there myself. Hopefully that will continue into next season. Still loads to cram in. I'm going to take a musical break in a while with the post-match warm down as well, because I need a bit of a break. Other full-time scores which have come through. That win wasn't enough for Fleetwood Town. They are now relegated and they will be in League 2 of the EFL next season. Other full-times from League 2, Doncaster 4, Barrow 2 and Tranmere 3, AFC Wimbledon 2. It's finished also in League 2 this one. Millwall 2, Bradford City 3. Bradford finished a match with 10 men, and a bit of a shock defeat for promotion chasing Southampton in the Championship. They lost 2-1 at Cardiff City this afternoon. That is all the full times I have got for now. I will take a good look at the league tables in a while. More results to come from the Essex Senior League, Spartan South Midlands and the Thurlow Down Leagues, as well as taking a look at the tables. Just going to take another look at the racing as we have more results for you. The 4:25 at Newbury. That was won by number 6, Hidden Law, 4-5 favourite. Second was number 1, Clockmaker, priced at 10-1. And third, number 7, Mar Harbour Million, priced at 66-1. 10 runners in that race. I did actually do that one. Sorry, I've just read it again. It's difficult to keep track. Anyway, 4:30 at Curragh. First number 1, Chemistry, 8-13 favourite. Second number 10, Blue Vega, priced at 6-1. Third was number 7, Northern Sonas, priced at 8-0-1. 12 ran. 4:35, Bangor on D, last race of the afternoon there. First was number 4, Dr. Kildare, 6-4 favourite. Second number 7, Mythical Moon, 17-2. Third was number 8, Romeo Foxtrot, priced at 28-1. 12 runners in that race. The 4:40 of Breton. First number 6, Fondest Dream, priced at 11-1. Second number 7, Violet Love, 5-2 favourite. Third number 3, Coiled, priced at 3-1. 8 runners in that one. And finally for now, from the 4:45 at Ayr. That was won by number 2, Quiet the Bourbon, the 8-11 favourite. Second number 1, Chock-a-Block, priced at 14-1. Third number 3, Bertie's Ballet, priced at 12-1. There were a total of 6 runners in that race. In the cricket at Chelmsford, Essex leading Lancashire by 190 runs now with 4 wickets remaining. They are currently on 336 for six. And in the Rachel Hayhoe Flint Trophy, one more result from the women's matches this afternoon. Central Park, Central Sparks have beaten the Blaze by 78 runs.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Now, there was one game in the Championship this afternoon which kicked off late. I've been trying to find out why. Not quite sure what the reason was. That's Rotherham United against Birmingham City. Rotherham already relegated. Birmingham have gone into a 1-0 lead in that game. It didn't actually kick off until gone at 4 o'clock. Now, I'm going to have another look at what's going on in the snooker. And the current situation is that Ali Carter has come from behind in his match against Steve McGuire. Chelmsford's Ali Carter, recently the runner-up in the Masters, is now winning by 4-3 at the Crucible. Judd Trump is beating Hossein Fafai 6-2. Luca Brasil, the current holder, is still trailing to Englishman David Gilbert, who is winning by 5-2. In the match between Anders Zhang of China and Jack Jones of Wales, Zhang is winning by 6-3. So I'm going to start running through the league tables as we head towards the travel. I would very much like to, but either the website has crashed or we have an issue with... I don't think the issue is with our Wi-Fi. I think a lot of people are accessing the website I use at the moment. So it's... is sort of buffering. So I'm going to take a look at Rugby League, which we've not had a chance to do yet this afternoon. There were a couple of matches this afternoon, and the final scores were London Broncos 4, Salford Red Devils 12, Warrington Wolves 16, Lee Leopards 14 is an unabashed this evening. Catalans Dragons are playing at Hull. Kingston Rovers starts at 5:30. Last night in the Super League, St Helens went top of the table as they got over their disappointment of going out of the Rugby League Challenge Cup last weekend at the quarterfinal stage. They scored 58 points against Hull FC without reply. And Wigan Warriors, they are in second place after they beat Castleford Tigers by 36 points to 14. Meanwhile, St Helens, they scored 58 points without reply against FC Hull. So, still trying to go through the league tables, but having a lot of trouble doing so on the particular source that I use. So, let's take a quick musical break. The Zootons, and this is Creeping on the Dance Floor. Past 5 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Phoenix Sport. I'm John Chubb. Still a lot to talk about, but I'm going to take a break for the travel very shortly. And my musical break, the post-match warm-down coming up as well. I can tell you the FA Cup semi-final, the first one has just got underway at Wembley, Manchester City versus Chelsea. It is currently 0-0. The big news is that Erling Haaland is missing from the Manchester City lineup due to injury. The winners will play Coventry City or Manchester United, who contest the other semi-final tomorrow afternoon. Incidentally, Maddy Cullen, who follows me on air on at 6 o'clock with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. She is a massive Coventry City fan, and she was desperately trying to get a couple of tickets for that semi-final this week. To the best of my knowledge, she's not so far managed to do so. So drop me a line via email before 6 o'clock at Phoenix Radio at phoenixfm.com, or find me on social media and drop me a message if you are able to help. She would be extremely grateful indeed. Right now, the time is coming up to 27 minutes past five.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Time for the last travel update of the day here on Phoenix 938 FM. Take a look at the roads first of all. Still some slow moving traffic in Brentwood. This is on Ingrave Road, the A128 towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Billy Ricky looking okay, but there's a few other things. All traffic is currently being held on the M25 anti-clockwise at Junction 30 for the A13. That's the lakeside of Purfleet Junction. It's an accident that took place earlier this afternoon, so be aware of that if you're on the M25. Crown Hill is busy in Bailey, goes towards the High Street. South Benfleet still busy on London Road, the A13 between Tarncott and Rainy Road, the A129. Still a few hotspots in Chelmsford. Rainsford Road is currently busy, as is Highbridge Road. And still busy on the Bad Oak Bypass going towards the Army and Navy roundabout. It's been busy there all afternoon. South End Seafront and also Victoria Avenue in South End were busy, but the traffic has eased up there now. Meanwhile, looking at public transport, just a reminder that on C2C, line between Upminster and Pitsy by Leyland is closed today. There are replacement bus services in operation. Things mostly looking okay on TfL. Just some minor delays on the Bakerloo line and the Northern line. Just be aware of if you're travelling into the capital and planning to use the underground this evening. I've picked three nice mellow tunes for this week's post-match warm down. We go back exactly 30 years. These songs were all in the top 10 30 years ago this week in April 1994.
Philadelphia. the stars ever fell one by one from the sky, I know Mars could not be too far behind. Cause baby, this kind of beauty, it's got no reason to ever be shy. Cause honey, this kind of beauty, the kind that comes from inside.
The most beautiful girl in the world.
So beautiful, beautiful.
It's plain to see,
plain to see.
This week's post-match warm-down. Three songs in the charts 30 years ago this week, April 1994. That was that week's number one, Prince, or Symbol, as he was known by that stage, and the most beautiful girl in the world. And before that, we heard by the Crash Test Dummies, a new entry at number five in the charts. And that week's number six, Streets of Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen, which had Pete at number two in the charts and moved down to number six. I'll have another post-match warm down for you next week, but we have one more match report now. Full-time from Carl Shorten Athletic versus Billericay Town in the ESPN Premier League. Jack Patmore is our reporter.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from Carl Shorten Athletic. A late Alfie Cerulli strike keeps the Blues' playoff dream alive with a 2-1 comeback victory. The Blues passed up a golden opportunity to grab the opener with just 2 minutes on the clock as George Wynn's delivery was put on a plate for Moses Emmanuel, who failed to find the target. An uneventful following 20 minutes saw little action in both boxes until Matt Everett's ferocious strike was met by a superb block by Tom Bender before Bradley Stevenson fired just wide of the target moments later for Billericay. Carl Shorten, who before kickoff weren't able to mathematically secure a late playoff spot, were eager to end their campaign on a positive note, and they opened the scoring. Kennett capitalised on a Blues defensive mishap, and Dan Wilkes was equal to the task, but the ball was only pushed into the path of Henshaw, who ricocheted into his own net. McCann would have been pleased with Billericay's start to the second half, and they found the leveller through Emmanuel on 52 minutes. Alfie Cerulli's driven cross on the right fell to the striker, who was on hand to notch his 11th league goal of the campaign. Carl Shorten nearly restored their one-goal cushion a few minutes later, which saw Frimpong, Carl Shorten's main attacking threat, have his shot fizz wide of the target. The Blues weren't willing to give in, though, and Cerulli put us ahead for the first time in the match 4 minutes from time. The forward oozed composure on the edge of the box, and he took his time before dispatching into the bottom corner to cause delirium in the away end behind the goal. Emmanuel had the perfect opportunity to wrap up the 3 points 2 minutes from time, as a substitute Ruben Suarez Jr. sent him through on goal, but he couldn't net his brace as he fired straight at the side netting. The Blues managed to hold on, though, despite a few nervy moments at the death, to ensure it goes down to the final day. It finishes here, Carl Shorten Athletic 1, Billericay Town 2.
Thank you, Jack. So Billericay Town keeping their playoff hopes alive as they head into their last match of the season. I've still got a lot to cram in between now and six when Mandy is along with geezers, pleasers and cheesers. I'm going to crack on. Almost half an hour gone in the FA Cup semi-final at Wembley. It is Manchester City 0, Chelsea 0. I've got a few things I want to say about the FA Cup and the decision to abandon replays. I've not got time for that this week. Hopefully I will say be able to say my piece during next week's show. Now, in the Championship, the game which kicked off late has finished gold is Rotherham United 0, Birmingham City 0. I thought Birmingham had scored, actually. but it appears that was disallowed. There's a late kickoff. Actually, it started at 5:15 at Loftus Road. Queen's Park Rangers 1, Preston North End 0. QPR still not entirely safe from the drop, and they made the best possible start. Lyndon Dykes has put yards ahead after 20 minutes of that game. So I'm going to have a quick run through the league tables now. And in the Premier League, concentrating on the wrong end of the table, it's looking increasingly desperate for Sheffield United after they were beaten 4-1 at home by fellow strugglers Burnley. Just 16 points for the Blades with 5 games to go. Burnley are on 23 after that win. Luton Town well beaten at Kenworth Road this afternoon. They've got 4 games left. They're on 25 points, just below Forest, who are on 26. Brentford move up to 14th place above Crystal Palace after that win this afternoon. Now, on to the Championship. Leicester City have moved to the top of the table after beating West Bromwich Albion 2-1 at lunchtime today. Ipswich Town not in action today. They moved down to second. Both sides have got 3 games to go. Ipswich 2 points behind Leicester. Leeds United, who play at Middlesbrough on Monday night, their third on 87. Southampton suffered a blow to their promotion hopes today, although they will at least make the playoffs. But they lost 2-1 at Cardiff this afternoon. They remain in 4th place. West Brom in 5th. Norwich City still in 6th. Despite being held to a 1-1 draw at home to Bristol City, certainly not guaranteed a playoff spot yet by any means. Moving on to Sky Bet League One. So it's a 10th, Leighton Orient stay in 10th place after losing 1-0 to Fleetwood Town. It wasn't enough for Fleetwood. Despite their win, they are relegated. And so are Port Vale after they lost 2-0 at promotion chasing Bolton Wanderers. They will also be in League Two next season. Carlisle United, the bottom club, already relegated. Cheltenham also in the relegation zone, but they just about live to fight another day. Massive win for Burton Albion, just above the drop zone, 3-2 at home to Reading. Cambridge United remain looking over their shoulders after they lost 1-0 at home to Derby County, who are in second place. Derby would have clinched promotion today had Bolton Wanderers in third place not beaten Port Vale 2-0. Portsmouth, the champions, lost today, but I don't suppose they're too bothered. But they were beaten 2-1 by Wigan Athletic at Fratton Park. And Shrewsbury Town picked up a point. Charlton, they drew 1-1, so they are now safe from the drop. The other sides having a bolt in the playoff spots are Peterborough, who won today, Barnsley, who lost, but they stay in fifth. Lincoln City have moved up to sixth place after winning 2-1 at Cheltenham Town at the expense of Oxford United, held to a 1-1 draw by Stevenage last night. Blackpool could still sneak in there after they beat Barnsley 3-2 this afternoon. Just going to take a look at League 2, then we're taking a short break. The automatic promotion spots already decided. Stockport, Mansfield and Wrexham all up there, all won today. MK Dons guaranteed a playoff spot. They won 5-3 today in a match at Harrogate Town. Crewe and Barrow both lost, but they're still 5th and 6th. Crawley Town in 7th after their 2-2 draw at Sutton United, who are just about clinging on after Colchester lost 1-0 at Notts County. But the Ewes are 3 points ahead of Sutton in 22nd place, and they have a game in hand on them as well.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk. and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Just turning our attention away from football temporarily in cricket's county championship division one. Day two of four still going on at Chelmsford between Essex and Lancashire. Essex currently on 368 for 8, leading Lancashire by 222 runs with 2 wickets remaining. In women's cricket, one more result from the Rachel Hayhoe Flint Trophy. South East Stars have beaten the Southern Vipers by 4 wickets. In Rugby Union's Women's Six Nations, meanwhile, it's half-time. Oh, it was half-time in a match between Italy and Scotland. They've just restarted and it is 7 points each. And news from the Chinese Grand Prix, which gets underway at 8 a.m. UK time tomorrow. And Max Verstappen, very good form. He led Sergio Perez to a Red Bull 1-2. Verstappen finished 0.322 seconds clear of his teammate. And he pipped Fernando Alonso's Aston Martin by 0.166 seconds in practice with McLaren's Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri next. And Lewis Hamilton, though, of Mercedes, he had an absolute nightmare of a qualifying session, only finishing 18th after making a mistake in the hairpin. His Mercedes teammate, George Russell, came 8th behind Ferrari's Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz. So getting back to football now, and let's take a look at the non-league tables. We've already done the National League. We're going to move on to the National League South, which finished today. And Chelmsford City, despite being held to a 1-0 draw at Chippenham Town, they finished in second place. They will go straight into the semi-finals. Not so for Braintree Town, though, after losing 3-2 at home to Eastbourne Borough in their final league game. They finished 5th and they will have to go through the eliminator stage. Worthing and the other automatic semi-finalists after beating Western Super Bear 4-2. Maidstone United finished 4th after they beat Hampton and Richmond Borough 5-1. Hampton and Richmond have now missed out on a playoff place. They have finished 9th. And congratulations to Avely, who sneaked into 7th place on the final day. They will take their place in the playoffs along with Chelmsford and Braintree after a really fine first season in Step 2. They beat Bath City by 2-0 this afternoon. Bath are also in the playoffs, though, after they finished in 6th place. Moving swiftly on to the ESPN League Premier Division, Hornchurch already champions one today, and Chatham Town, they are guaranteed a playoff spot. They're in second place, although they lost today to Horsham. Enfield Town will also be in the playoffs, they won today, and the other playoff spots are going to be two from three. Wickgate and Finchley, Horsham and Billericay Town will continue to fight things out. At the other end, Concord, Kingstonian and Harrogate Borough already relegated. Margate threw themselves a lifeline of sorts. They won 2-1 against Wickgate Finchley this afternoon, but they remain in the bottom four. Cheshunt beaten today 3-1 by Canvey Island. They are just above the drop zone, and they are the other side who could be relegated, but they have a game in hand on Margate. So moving on to the Isthmian North. So Lowestoft Town confirmed as champions. They will be in the Isthmian Premier League next season. And Bowes and Pitsey miss out on being champions as a result of that, and also because they lost 4-2 at home to Walthamstow. But even if they had won that game, Lowestoft would still have taken the title. But Bowers have the playoffs to look forward to, along with Brentwood Town, who are already there. Bury Town and Felixstowe and Walton United will also compete in the playoffs. So looking at the Southern League Division 1 Central now, Waltham Abbey, who didn't play today, remain in the playoff places. And in fact, they have actually qualified for the playoffs. The only side who could have caught them were Welwyn Garden City, but they needed to win their last two, and they were held to a 3-3 draw by Aylesbury United this afternoon. Essex Senior League, meanwhile, Tilbury, well done to them. They will be back at step four at the first attempt next season. They have been confirmed as the Essex Senior League champions after Romford were beaten 1-0 by Buckhurst Hill this afternoon. And Woodford Town also in the playoff spots in third. They are, I think they are actually now guaranteed a playoff spot. Let me just check on that. Yes, Wolford are guaranteed a playoff spot. Barking, they are in fourth place. They drew 0-0 at Athletic Newham this afternoon. They have made pretty much, I think, confirmed a playoff spot. But Great Wakering Rovers, they have still got five matches left to play. And if they were to win all of those, they could sneak into a playoff spot. So it's going to be two from Barking, Sporting Bengal United and Great Wakering Rovers. Meanwhile, in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted were beaten this afternoon 2-0 at home to Crawley Green. Stansted remain in 13th place, though. And in the Thurlow Dunn Division 1 South, Benfleet already confirmed as champions. The playoffs, it's a Wormley Rovers, the playoff spots, Wormley Rovers, Harlow Town, although Wormley won't be playing in the, Harlow won't be playing in the playoffs, Hutton and Dunmow Town also in the playoffs, Clapton Community and Cannons Wood miss out. In the Thurlow Division 1 North, Great Yarmouth Town confirmed as champions with a game to spare. Framlingham Town will finish second, Holland third, Stanmore Pegasus in fourth, and Cornard United in fifth. The other sides will take their place in the playoffs. I'll go through the results in full on the non-league hour this Thursday. Meanwhile, I'm just going to end with a few more results from the racing. Not had time to do all of those, but I've got some of those for you now. 4:50 at Nottingham, the opening race there. Number one, God's Window, the one's a 14 favourite, was the winner there. Second, number three, Washi, priced at 7-1. That was number two, Rock Armour, priced at 40-1. They were the only three runners in that race. 4:55 at Fursk. First, number six, Never So Brave, 8-11 favourite. Second, number 11, Gahiban, priced at 7-2. And third, number nine, Swift Storm, priced at 100-30. A total of 12 runners in that race. 5 o'clock at Newbury, last race of the afternoon there. First, number 14, Quasi, priced at 28-1. Second, number one, Sweet With All, priced at 33-1. Third, number nine, Gallant Lion, 92 joint favourite. The other 92 joint favourite was Craxing, who came fifth. A total of 18 runners in that race. Cover the 505 last race there. First number 18, Mercurial, priced at 19-1. Second number 20, Midnight Fire, priced at 20-1. Third number 10, Ramiro, priced at 7-1. 50-8 favourite number 11, Marisi Diamond, only finished eighth. And there was total of 21 runners in that race. And that is pretty much that. That's all the racing results I'm going to have time to bring you. Still goalless in the FA Cup semi-final between Manchester City and Chelsea as it approaches half-time. Thank you so much for listening this afternoon. Thank you to our reporting team, Jaden Christie, Andy Garber and Jack Patmore. I'm back on Thursday with the non-league hour, 7 till 8. Hoping you can join me then. If not, 3 till 6 next Saturday for another Phoenix Sport. Bye for now. Now.